The person the whole world talks about, who came into the world miraculously, without a father, spoke from his cradle, the great prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So what was that remarkable first statement he made from his cradle? One of his most attention-grabbing miracles was bringing the dead back to life with his prayers. People eagerly watched as the prayer concluded, and then it happened. Sam, the son of prophet Noah, peace be upon him, came back to life and suddenly stood up from his grave. He looked around. Everyone was astonished. They felt a mix of fear and serious excitement. Even those who did not believe saw the truth clearly. Before dying again, Sam made a request to prophet Jesus. O prophet of Allah, pray to Allah that I may not experience the pain of death again. This is the life of the prophet Jesus, filled with mysteries. The angel said, O Mary, Allah has chosen you, purified you, and chosen you above all the women of the world. Years passed, and Mary, the daughter of Imran, was growing up in the temple. Prophet Zechariah, peace be upon him, began witnessing strange events when he brought food to Mary. In the summer, he would see winter fruits in her room, and in the winter, summer fruits. He realized that she was being specially prepared by Allah. Mary dedicated herself to serving the temple, living a life of purity and piety. She spent her time and energy worshiping her Lord, living to know and contemplate Him. One day, she received a special message. The angel said, O Mary, Allah gives you good news of a word from Him. His name will be the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, honored in this world and the hereafter, and among those closest to Allah. Mary responded, My Lord, how can I have a child when no man has touched me? Allah replied, So it will be. Allah creates what He wills. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, Be, and it is. A similar creation had already occurred once before. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, the first human and first prophet, was created directly from the earth, without a mother or father. Allah creating without the usual means had no difficulty in creating Prophet Adam without parents, and similarly willed to create Prophet Jesus without a father. As Mary's child grew in her womb, she worried about how people would judge her and what her family would think. Though she explained her situation to them, she feared their reaction and disbelief. So she was living with this fear. To hide this from her family, she withdrew to a distant place and concealed her pregnancy for a while. Eventually, the pain of childbirth led her to a date palm tree where she cried out, I wish I had died before this and was in oblivion. She suffered from the agony of childbirth and the worry that people would not accept her innocence, but instead see her as someone who had committed adultery and born an illegitimate child. Previously, her people knew her as a pure girl, but now they might regard her in a disgraceful light. These thoughts filled her with great sorrow. Now, the great prophet Jesus has come into the world. Mary took her baby in her arms and returned to the people. When they saw Mary with the infant, they were first struck with astonishment. They wondered how she could have a child when she was not married. Afterwards, without listening, they began to accuse her with slander and accuse her of immorality. Mary did not respond to them. She observed a form of speech fast, but the pressure from the people increased. At that difficult moment, a miracle occurred to support Mary, and it was an event that left everyone in awe. Jesus, still a baby, spoke and addressed the people saying, Indeed, I am the servant of Allah. He has given me the scripture and made me a prophet. His first words were striking because many would later call him the Son of God. In fact, with his first words on earth, he delivered a profound message. Indeed, I am the servant of Allah. Thus, Allah protected Mary, His beloved and obedient servant, from the people's accusations in this miraculous way. Despite this miracle, people remained divided. Some acknowledged it as a miracle and affirmed Mary's chastity, while others chose to deny it. Mary and her baby's safety was no longer assured in those lands. Allah placed them in a secure place. We made the son of Mary and his mother a sign and sheltered them within a high ground having level areas and flowing water. It is reported that after 12 years there, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, returned to Jerusalem and settled in the town of Nazareth. Nazareth is both a settlement and a religious movement's name. In fact, Christians are called Nasirani because of this. prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was among the greatest prophets, known as Ulul al-Azm, one of the mightiest. He was the final prophet sent to the children of Israel and was given the gospel as his scripture. He was sent to confirm the previous prophets and to preach the oneness of Allah, drawing attention to the awaited final prophet who would come after him. Today, if you pick up any gospel from libraries, you can see these prophecies in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Prophet Jesus would make this prophecy: "I will not talk with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming. He has no hold over me." Here, he openly refers to the ruler of this world as the mercy to the worlds, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Similarly, in another passage in the Gospel of John, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, says, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you." In essence, Jesus, peace be upon him, was a Muslim.
As Eternal Passenger, we need your support. We are an organization of women volunteers who aim to spread the message of Islam all over the world. Our videos have helped thousands of people change their lives, convert to Islam, give up haram, start praying, wear hijab, learn to read the Quran. By donating through the thanks button and becoming a member of this family by clicking the join button, you can have your share in all these good deeds. Donate to Eternal Passenger.
Meaning he submitted to Allah and preached monotheism like all other prophets. Like Muslims today, he prostrated to Allah, prayed, and supplicated to him. The majority of Christians believe that Prophet Jesus is God. However, if he was God, why did he consistently preach the oneness of Allah, prostrate to him, pray to him, and seek his help? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4, the unity of Allah is clearly stated: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." The moment when Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, prostrated like a Muslim is narrated in the gospel as follows: "He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed." In another verse, it is clearly stated that Jesus, peace be upon him, is a servant. "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant, Jesus." However, many later Christians referred to him as the Son of God. It is not befitting for Allah to have a son. He is far above any such attributes belonging to his creation. When he decides something, he only says to it, "Be," and it is. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, continued his mission of preaching. Throughout history, some prophets walked alone in their mission, while others had companions to assist them. He had 12 disciples who were his first believers and supporters. The term disciple connotes helpers and distinguished individuals. Among them were fishermen, a washerman, a captain, and a painter by profession. According to a tradition, their encounter with Jesus, peace be upon him, unfolded as follows. One day, Prophet Jesus came across four men fishing. He conveyed the truth to them and invited them to faith, which they accepted. Later, he met another group washing clothes in the river. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said to them, "O people, you wash these clothes and clean them from the dirt, but why don't you do the same to your hearts? I am the messenger of Allah who was sent to you." He also foretold them about the coming of the last prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him. They believed in Jesus and followed him. Like other prophets, Jesus had many miracles too. The most notable one was bringing someone from the dead to life with his prayers. The verse mentions his miracles: "I cure the blind from birth and the leper, and I give life to the dead by permission of Allah." Certainly, like all the miracles of prophets, the miracles of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, also occurred by the permission and power of Allah. According to tradition, the miracle of resurrecting the dead happened four times during his ministry. The first incident involved a friend who had passed away 3 days earlier. When Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, learned of his death, he immediately prayed to Allah, who accepted his prayer and revived him. The second incident was an elderly woman's son. As his body was being taken to the grave on a bier, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, saw him and prayed to Allah for his resurrection. With Allah's permission, the son came back to life. The third person was a young girl who had recently passed away. The day after her death, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, prayed for her, and she was revived through his supplication. After being revived, those people just lived as they did before. They've got children and acquired wealth. The fourth incident was particularly remarkable and different. This person was Prophet Noah's son, Sam, Despite witnessing these three instances of resurrection, some Jews still did not believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, was a prophet. They speculated that maybe these individuals had not actually died but were in a state of unconsciousness. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, then declared that he would resurrect someone who had passed away a long time ago, leaving them with no excuses. They all went together to the grave of Prophet Noah's son, Sam. The person in the tomb had died around 4,000 years ago. Everyone was eagerly awaiting what would happen. Could this really happen? Prophet Jesus turned to Allah and prayed. Onlookers were anxiously waiting. After the prayer, the awaited happened. The son of Prophet Noah, Sam, was resurrected and suddenly rose from his grave. He looked around and everyone was amazed. There was both fear and excitement among them. Sam testified that Prophet Jesus was a true prophet and told those around him to believe in him. Even the unbelievers had now seen the truth clearly. Before Sam died again, he requested Prophet Jesus, "O Prophet of Allah, pray to Allah that I may not experience the pain of death again." Prophet Jesus prayed for him. Sam peacefully gave his soul as if falling asleep. Another miracle of Prophet Jesus was when a table spread came down from the sky along with his prayer. One day, Prophet Jesus commanded his disciples to fast. At the end of their fast, as proof of the acceptance of their worship, they asked him to bring down a table spread from the sky. The disciples said, "O Jesus, Son of Mary, can your Lord send down to us a table spread with food from heaven?" Jesus said, "Fear Allah, if you should be believers." They said, "We wish to eat from it, and for our hearts to be reassured, and to know that you have told us the truth and be among the witnesses to it." Prophet Jesus took them as witnesses and prayed to Allah, saying, "O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from heaven to be for us as a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide for us, and you are the best of providers." Their prayer was accepted. After Prophet Jesus' prayer, a table spread came down from the sky before them, and people began to eat from it. Of course, like other prophets, Prophet Jesus also had enemies. One day there was turmoil, and they came to find and kill him. But Allah protected him from his enemies and saved him. This incident is, according to them, Judas, one of the 12 apostles, betrayed Jesus after eating the Last Supper with him and the other disciples informing the Jews of his whereabouts. Consequently, Prophet Jesus was captured and crucified. According to the Quran, by the power of Allah, someone resembling Jesus, or Makarios, was made to look like him, and they mistook this person for Jesus and crucified him. Before the crucifixion took place, Allah saved Jesus by raising him to the sky with another miracle. This event is described in the Quranic verse, "And they did not kill him, nor did they crucify him, but another was made to resemble him to them. And indeed, those who differ over it are in doubt about it. They have no knowledge of it except the following assumption: and they did not kill him, for certain. Rather, Allah raised him to himself. And ever is Allah exalted in might and wise." According to this verse, it is clearly stated that the person crucified by the Jews was not Jesus, peace be upon him, but someone resembling him. Most commentators infer from the fact that he was not killed, but raised up by Allah, that Jesus, with his body, lives in the fourth heaven. We can understand the logic of this more comfortably. When Allah raises human souls in both the earth and the heavens, he still continues to let them live without needing to eat and drink. Why should it be unreasonable for him to apply this special law of Prophet Jesus, one of his beloved servants? Since it's Allah who sets the rules, he can change them as he wishes. Authentic hadiths state that Prophet Jesus will return to earth and correct Christians' mistaken beliefs and superstitions, guiding them towards Islam. On that day, Prophet Jesus himself will clarify that he is not divine but a prophet, and people will embrace Islam. Indeed, he was one of the great prophets sent by Allah. Christians understood the miracles performed with Allah's permission, attributing them to Jesus' own abilities and deifying him. However, didn't Allah change laws for many prophets? He made fire cool for Abraham, split the sea for Moses, gave Solomon control over the wind, and split the moon for Muhammad, peace be upon him, all through their supplications. It was Allah who did these, not the prophets themselves. The conversation between Allah and Prophet Jesus on Judgment Day, as mentioned in the Quran, will conclude our video. Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as deities besides Allah? He will say, exalted are you. It was not for me to say that to which I have no right. If I had said it, you would have known it. You know what is within myself, and I do not know what is within yourself. Indeed, it is you who is knower of the unseen. I said not to them except what you commanded me, to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord, and I was a witness over them as long as I was among them. But when you took me up, you were the observer over them, and you are over all things. Everything competently belongs to you. If you should punish them, indeed they are your servants. But if you forgive them, indeed it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. Allah will say, this is the day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens in paradise beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will abide forever, Allah being pleased with them, and they with Him. That is a great achievement. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and whatever is within them. And He is over all things competent.